had one uncle named Jim. He's passed away.
Did you call him Jim or did
I call him Uncle Jim?
Well, if you were
it's kind of disrespectful. Consider that for anybody to call the uncles by the given name, you know. Of course, they do it sometimes when they're all about the same age, but it's very irrespective for a kid to call their uncles by the given name, you know.
And, you know, if George Patton walked in the door right now, you wouldn't call him Mr. Patton. What would you call somebody like that? Because he was a four-star?
Patton was a general. Wasn't he a four-star general?
I think maybe
it
was a general.
Back in World War I, wasn't he? I think Patton was that big general in World War I, wasn't he? George Patton?
One or two, one or
another. I believe it's World War I. I believe Patton was a big general in World War I.
What's the title that some people have? You know, man who owns a Kentucky Fried Chicken, or used to, you know, named Sanders?
Colonel Sanders, Colonel.
And what about the head of a boat, the man who's in charge of a boat? Call him a what?
A boat. Now I don't know much about boating, but I know what you're talking about, and I know the name if I could think of it. I'd call him a captain of the boat. Captain.
Would you ever hear captain used somewhere else?
Captain. Well, of course it's used in the army all the time. You know, captain in the army and stuff like that. But I can't think right now of things just ordinary life about people using.
Like on a railroad gang, would your head be a captain?
No. I think he'd be the foreman.
Would you ever hear children call him, or would they call him a captain, or anybody call him, or would your people, at the penitentiary, do they use that?
They use it at the penitentiary, they use a... Oh, they refer to, a lot of times, a lot of those employees in the pen, like guards and all such as that, they refer to them as captain, especially the convicts call them captain, you know, the one that's over them, you know, the one is the squad, they call them captain, you know, they just refer to them as captain, but that's mostly the convicts referring to those guards and things as captain, call them cap or captain.
You couldn't think of anybody else, you would just use captain, just as an address.
Well, I can't right now.
Amos Gates, you call him who?
Judge.
So would you call him just Judge, or you call him?
Judge Gates, or Amos, I call him Amos. But I refer to him, if I start telling somebody else, my name is Judge Gates.
And what do you call a person who goes to college to study?
A student.
And would you speak of somebody that was just starting school that way? In the first grade or something?
You mean a first grade? A child just started in the first grade?
Yes, sir.
Well, a kindergarten student. You know, I mean, no, kindergarten is before first grade.
Would you call that person a student too?
I don't know. We just always think of them just my child started this kindergarten. It's just kind of a preschool. You know what I mean? It's not. They usually have to pay to go to kindergarten. I think, you know, the most of the time I think they do. I think you have to get up to a certain age before you go to those schools, you know, where it's free.
Well,
they call them free. They're not free now no more.
Well, if the child's in the first grade, do you call him a student?
First grade student. I've heard them speak of them a lot of times as students, first grade student.
What about high school?
Well, they call them students too, high school students, junior students. Now that's what we speak of them as. I really don't know what the... that is a proper name to call them, but we always call them at first grade, second grade students, third grade, and we'll slap on up till they get out of school.
What do you call a woman who might work in a man's office and handle his mail and make appointments for him?
Well, a receptionist, and some of them are receptionists and secretaries are separate. You know, some of them are just receptionists, you know, they just...